Blog Talk Radio.
Show the depth of the knowledge of the kind of brothers that you're on here dealing with.
and sisters, you know what I'm saying? So as we're moving forward, before I go any further, let me bring in my main man, El Jefe.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the show.
How are you today, my brother? Super Bowl Sunday and all that.
Oh, man, I'm good. Every Sunday that the Lord found a way to see me able to walk this earth and do what I do.
Straight up, and that's a deep turn of thought, you know what I mean? Because so many people didn't make it through the night last night, you feel me? So many people didn't see the sunrise this morning. So go ahead, K. Diddy.
Good, how you doing? Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of people that definitely didn't make it, but you know what? As a matter of fact, I need to give a big shout out right here, right now, that goes out to Mr. Verton. You know, he's having a problem, and the whole Banks family, you know, they have some cancer issues going on, and the brother's holding on for the last few minutes of his life on this planet before he goes see the big boss upstairs, you know, so much love and respect and prayers go out to that family.
Yeah, straight up, and I want to second that emotion right there, you know what I mean? Much love and respect, you know what I mean, because that's kind of what started the somber conversation that I just got into, but you know, we take it for granted each day that we awake, that we're going to be here tomorrow. That ain't guaranteed to you. This afternoon is not guaranteed to you. The next moment is not guaranteed to you because you can give the ghost up at any second, at any time. You know what I mean? So, officially, I want to welcome everybody to Black History Month. That's one of the reasons your boy Pretty Tone decided that this week the show was going to be a little bit deep because we're in the midst of Black History Month. And a lot of us hear that and it just rolls off our back. A lot of us hear that and it just rolls off our mind. Yeah, we in Black History Month, you know what I mean? All that good stuff. But a lot of us don't remember the struggle that it took to get to this point, not only here in the United States, but in the Caribbean, in Africa, and places of that nature. The freedom that we enjoy didn't just come to us. The freedom that we enjoy was paid for with blood, sweat and tears by our ancestors. And a lot of times we're celebrating the history, but we're not celebrating the ancestry of who and what we are and where we're from. Too many of us get caught up in this light skin, dark skin stuff, which is a trend of thought that's been implanted in our mind. It's a trend of thought that has caused a great divide between the so-called Black nation. This week, I want to explore that a little bit. I want to get deep off into this subject of charting your own course, looking into yourself and looking around you to see what's going on around you because you didn't just wake up and get here. Somebody paid for your freedom. Somebody sacrificed for you to be in this moment. Go ahead, K. Diddy. What do you say, brother?
No, I just said absolutely.
You know, a lot of times, we overlook the wisdom that can be brought to us because I was once a young knucklehead who overlooked the wisdom that people that are here before us brought to us. When they be like, come here, young buck, let me tell you some things. Half the time what they're telling us is garbage, true enough, but sometimes there are some jewels hidden in that garbage. Take a moment and sit down and talk to somebody who has already walked down the street you're going. Then walk down it 10, 15 times, but we choose to listen to a novice who ain't never been down this road. We choose to listen to the homies who walking at the same time with us and don't know nothing because we grew up together. How the hell you gonna know more than me? But we need to talk to a cat that's 10, 15, 20 years ahead of us who done been down that block 20 times. And he's like, yeah, you know, when you pass Miss Jones Gate, look out. Because that dog might jump out at you, and when you go down past the beacon, whatever, you know, he got this, this, and that, you know what I mean? And if this is going over some of y'all head, I'm being symbolic. I'm not literally talking about going down the block. I'm talking about life. I'm talking about learning as we go and looking, not dwelling in the past, but looking back at the mistakes and the corrections and the adjustments that have been made so that your future can be brighter. Because none of us know everything. Nobody's above reproach and nobody's above learning a little bit more so that we can move forward from one moment to the next. Now, a lot of y'all ain't never heard Pretty Tony like this. Yeah, yeah, it's catching you off guard, ain't it? I know it is. But there is some depth to my soul. There is some depth to my conviction and my character, where I am fully aware of the journey behind me that has brought me to this very moment. So welcome to the show. Can a player play? I'm going to hit you with a song that's near and dear to my heart. Let me check with the sound engineer. Do we got that redemption song on deck? We're going to take a quick little musical break. Enjoy the sounds of the reggae pioneer, the reggae prophet, Mr. Bob Robert Nesta Marley. A lot of y'all didn't even know that. Bob Marley.
But my head was made strong by the hand of the Almighty, forward in this generation, triumphantly, all I ever had is songs of freedom. Won't you hear the have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stay to fight and look? Some say it's just a part of it. We've got to put in the boot. Won't you hear to see?
Mighty, mighty Bob Marley. For those of y'all out there who don't know, the Honorable, the Right Honorable Robert Nesta Marley, Rastafari. You know what I'm saying? Black History Month, y'all. We celebrating who we are. We celebrating what we are. We celebrating where we're from. We celebrating where we're going. The question is, how are we going to get there? What part of the journey are you on when, as you figure yourself out? What obstacles are you going to overcome to become the man or woman that you were sent here to be? That's what we're discussing here on Can I Play a Play today. We're getting deep. You know what I mean? My man K. Diddy is definitely on his own path as he's over there at World Movement Records trying to leave his mark on the world, trying to chart his own course, going through the hateration, going through the trials and the tribulations, but he's still pressing on. K. Diddy. All right, I'm going to get back to you in a minute, K. Diddy.
I'm here. What's up, dog? You moving fast today, Tony.
Oh, I'm moving fast today?
Yeah, you moving fast today. I heard you before I could say anything. You like, okay, I'll get back to you. All right, well, I'm here.
Oh, well, I apologize, brother, because trust me, you have a wealth of experience that I know as you over there trying to build World Movement into like you always say, a global musical movement, and you've gone through your own trials and tribulations, but you keep pressing on, brother, don't you?
Well, absolutely, man. Failure is not an option, man. If you don't see yourself succeeding, you're not going to succeed. You know, I mean, they say, you know, success is really not meant for everybody, but it could be. And they also say, you know, only the strong survive. So if you're not focused, and you're not committed to whatever it is that you're trying to pursue, it's just not going to happen. That's it.
Okay,
that's
all. Okay. And if there's any further jewel that you'd like to drop, my brother, as you look over some situations that you've gone through in your quest to become the best K. Diddy that you can be, what's the best advice you could tell somebody like from a younger generation who may not have the fortitude to dig into themselves and keep pressing on after a few disappointments?
I would tell them, keep it spiritual, keep it righteous. You know, whatever decision that you make, make sure it's rooted in what's right. I mean, just don't do things because you could justify some selfish or some distraction or some bullshit reason. But if you make your decisions that you, whatever you do, if you keep your decisions firmly rooted in what's right, even though it don't succeed, you'll get another shot at it because God's going to continue to bless you and open doors for you. And just because you don't succeed that time, that lesson was still a lesson to the good. You know what I'm saying? Even disappointment, even failure is a lesson to prepare you for something bigger and better. So you just can't quit. You got to stay focused and you got to be righteous with it. You know what I'm saying? That being scandalous, being deceitful, backbiting, all that kind of stuff. You know, you may have some momentary gratifications, you know what I'm saying? But in the long run, you don't win. That's why you see all these guys who make billions and billions of dollars, you know, scamming people. And what? They end up in the penitentiary for the rest of their life, and all the riches are gone. So what did you really do that for? You know what I'm saying? What was it really worth it? You still don't have nothing to show for it. You still don't have your freedom. And 9 times out of 10, you don't have your health. And your woman went on with her damn trainer. So you still ain't got shit. So keep it righteous. Stay focused. You try to be the best you can. Do you. And you'll be all right at the end of the day.
And that's something that you've definitely had to do because as you've been progressing, as you've been watching the baby steps, which a lot of us are not comfortable with baby steps because we want instant gratification. You know what I mean? Like you always tell me in our private conversations, you got to take the fans off, you know what I mean? The ones that are out there clapping all that hate on you, man.
Absolutely. Every good dog got good fleas. So the more successful you become, the easier it is, and more likely people are going to latch on to you. And just because they latch on to you don't mean they're there for you, don't mean that they're there to help you. They're there to suck the life and the blood out of you and do whatever they can for their own little selfish reason. So you have to know that. But if you keep what you do righteous, you know, they'll expose themselves, you know. So I tell everybody, I got a flea collar to go in the dark now. and I'm finna buy one with radar on it.
Oh, say that again, Kid Diddy. Can I say that again, brother?
I'm finna buy a flea collar that glow in the dark, and I'm ordering one that got radar on it. Because the more you become successful, the harder you strive to be successful, the fleas get smarter, they get fatter. You know what I'm saying? So the quicker you take them, the quicker you identify them, the quicker you get rid of them, the better off you're going to be. Because they're not there for you. They're just there to suck the life out of you.
Straight up. A lot of us don't know how to distinguish between that at times, is that sometimes some people that are around you are not there for your benefit. Sometimes people around you are not there to help you get where you need to be. You know what I mean? In order to become anti-hater, in order to become I'm not even going to say hater. You know, it's sort of like your immune system. A lot of the diseases that we can fight off is because you've been vaccinated, so you need to get your anti-hater vaccine. You understand what I'm saying? So you can become immune to the hater. Sometimes it's your own blood that's a hater, trying to prevent you from charting your own course. And too many times, especially in our neck of the woods, you know what I mean? Y'all know who I'm talking about, brothers and sisters. We're not able to progress because we're too busy regressing. And it's not our fault. It's somebody around us trying to help us regress because they all want us to be miserable together. So this week, right here on Can I Play a Play, we're putting it out there. For everybody who's going to check the archives, for everybody listening online right now, you got to progress, not regress. That is your call to history right now, to write your chapter in the history books. You feel what I'm saying? And that's what we're doing right now. We're stomping on the haters, man. We're stomping on those that have come along and try to tell you can't do this. You can't be that. Why can't you dream? Why can't you dream is the question you need to ask somebody who can't see your vision. You're entitled to dream. You're entitled to be better than the generation before you. Feel me on that, man. Feel me on that. Charting your own course. Check us out. That's what we over here, we trying to do. www.worldmovement.com. We trying to become a global force, man. And we taking small steps, but we're going to get there. We've had setbacks. And we've had obstacles put in our way, but we're still here, and we're still pressing on. You understand what I'm saying? As a matter of fact, I'm finna get real old school on a lot of y'all cats out there. Feel me on this one.
Oh, that's a crime.
Welcome back to the show. A change most definitely gonna come this week. Can a player play? It's getting real deep. I keep telling y'all, we ghetto, but we profound up on this piece. As we look at, you know what I mean? We're looking at ourselves right now, man. We're looking at where we done came from and where we gonna go and what's the chapter of our life that we're trying to write. What kind of positive impact we're trying to have on the world and the world around us, because it ain't easy. You understand what I'm saying? So you got to chart your own course, and sometimes the circumstances of your life are such that you come from negativity. You come from a dysfunctional background, but that does not mean you have to be dysfunctional. My brothers out there, I'm putting it out there for my brothers and sisters, man. A lot of us don't come from ideal circumstances. So this week, as we're talking about Black History Month, know where you're from, know where you're going. Know who you're trying to be in this world, and don't let nobody take that from you, because there are going to be those around you constantly trying to take that from you, constantly trying to distract you, because the hatred has been embedded in us. Sometimes it's a brother, sometimes a sister, sometimes it's a wife, sometimes a husband. Hell, sometimes it's your own very child that, because of their own selfish needs, they don't want you to change. They don't want you to be happy. But you got to push on and push through that. My brothers out there, I encourage you to get a book and read it. My sisters out there, get a book and read it. Educate yourself. Knowledge is power. Truth is knowledge. Knowledge is truth. So it's not every week and every day of your life you got to be ghetto. You can be a little bit more than that. You definitely can be something in this life if you choose to be. Charting your own course. Once again, one of the reasons I speak about this brother so much is that on the days when I'm down and I listen to him talk, and the conviction in his voice, even though he may have a moment of insecurity, is my man, K. Diddy. As a matter of fact, you can Google him. Look him up, Lamont Patterson. The brother keeps on keeping on no matter what the circumstance is, and he motivates me because I'm still a young cat. Sometimes I get derailed and I get distracted. So I go to him, you know what I mean, whatever it is, and I talk to him. Just the same, he comes to me and talks to me, and that's what we got to do, brothers. As we talk in this course of our life, and sit down and have a course of conversation with each other. Ain't that right, K.D.?
Absolutely. That's absolutely right. You know, man sharpen man, and steel sharpen steel.
Real talk, and he constantly tells me that, you know what I mean, to keep my head in the game. So today's show is about keeping your head in the game, staying on point, charting your own course. You know what I mean? Welcome to the show. I see you. You know what I mean? Glad you could join us. To my folks on Twitter, what's good? Holla at your boy, man. You know I'm out here trying to make a difference with y'all. 646-929-2870 is the call-in number. Holla at your boy. You know what I mean? Can a player play? You know, we missed you last week, but that's because, you know, that's my bad, you know. Your boy was out handling some business, got to keep the bills paid. But it's Black History Month, and I am a brother. And so this week I wanted to talk about that. I wanted to get a little bit in depth about, you know what I mean, a lot of us think racism has gone away. Racism has not gone away. Racism has just become more sneaky, more covert, more hidden. Racism is alive and blatantly around us, but what they've done is they have turned us against ourselves, whereas we can't see the things that we're doing to each other. We can't see the things that they have embedded and sown in us, whereas even in a relationship with a black man and a black woman, it is more confrontational than it is cohesive or conducive. We have lost that. We have lost the element of trying to build each other up because we're too busy breaking each other down. And that, my friend, is going to be the destruction of us all, because if it affects my brother, it affects me. There is no difference. Matter of fact, I want to take this moment to say, Sapa say! to my folks over there in Haiti, keep your head, man. Keep your head, my brothers. A lot of people in Haiti and a lot of people in New Orleans don't even know that they're blood. Check the history books. We're all products of European colonialism. We are all products of European colonialism, and the French had Louisiana and Haiti, which means that they're blood biological families that were split up and taken to Haiti and Louisiana. So a lot of folks down in New Orleans probably don't know that they got a lot of cousins and great uncles and aunts and all that stuff sitting on the rock, man. We're all family, man. Once again, Sapa, say to my people in Haiti, keep y'all head up. I know death is everywhere around you right now, but from the ashes of ruins, the phoenix shall rise again. A lot of my brothers don't know that Haiti is one of the first independent black countries in the Western Hemisphere that has been systematically destroyed for a reason. Look in your history books. They ain't never allowed that country to prosper. They've never allowed that country to grow. I wonder why generation after generation of Haitians has been born into poverty even before this earthquake. And though this earthquake descended like a plague, it is actually going to light up like a blessing because the world's attention is now focused on that place that has been left behind by the rest of us, myself included. I'm not just passing the buck. Donate to the Red Cross. Holler at my man Wycliffe Yele organization and reach out and touch them folks down there. That's our kin folk down there, man. I'm getting deep on y'all this week, but it's cool. My brother is just showing the duality of his nature. Too many of my brothers don't have time nor the circumstance to show the duality of their nature. As brothers and sisters, we have to be thinkers. Now I'm going to get back to this, what I was talking about. Our relationships in our homes are much too confrontational. You need to have cohesiveness. The relationship needs to flow. And the relationship needs to have parameters, the do's and don'ts of what make the relationship work. But too many of us are blissfully ignorant, so we don't see what needs to be seen, and we don't say the things that need to be said. Communication is the key to any form of prosperity, whether it's in a relationship or a business environment. One must be able to present a thought and accept the thought for us to coexist together.
I think first thing people have to do is reclaim their identity. They need to reclaim.
Go into that a little bit more. Go in depth to that, my brother.
Well, my thought is when I say people need to reclaim their identity, it goes back to, you know, men, first of all, need to try to be the best man they could be, which means they need to step their game up. And women need to do the same thing. Because if they try to spend more time focusing on being the best person they could be, then it wouldn't be all that confrontation in the household because everybody would know the role that they play in that relationship. You know, the man don't have to compete with the woman in his house. The woman don't have to compete with her man in their household. It's supposed to be a team effort, not a competition. When it comes to competition, it also comes animosity. It also comes disrespect. So people need to learn how to stay in their lane. Be the best woman you could be. Be the best man that you can be. I mean, everybody needs to just step their game up. And when they do that, then they'll find that cohesiveness in their home. You know, the love will come back. You know, the friction will leave out. Every time the man makes a decision that's the best interest for the whole, for the family, he don't have to sit there and debate with his woman for 2 days. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy. There could be an opportunity that's going to be totally in the best interest of the family, but when you're debating with your mate for 2 days before you could move on that opportunity, the chance is gone. You've lost the opportunity. I mean, you can't do that. You know, if you don't trust and believe in one another, you don't even need to be with that person. So that's my thing. Let's reclaim our own identity. Let's get our own individual shit together before you start trying to tell your mate what to do or not do, because if you're not leading by example, you're not leading at all. So I don't know how much deeper I can get than that, you know, other than putting it in a book, and some of us ain't going to read it anyway, Because you know what they say, if you want to hide something from some people, put it in a
book. Put it in a book. Yeah, straight up, man, straight up. And that's some real talk today. I'm in one of my deep thinking modes, man. And I wanted to come on this show strong today to represent and let brothers who are going to check these archives out and brothers who are going to be on the internet listening to a brother understand that you have got to take a moment for yourself to observe who you are in that very moment and observe the things around you. The other day I wrote down some numbers. I wrote down 24 hours, 1,440 minutes, 86,400 seconds is what make up the days of our lives, man. What are we doing at the minutes and the hours? Because every time you lose a second, every time you lose a moment, every time you lose an hour, it will never be regained. So do you sit around and engage in bullshit, or do you engage in trying to make your life better so that your children's life will be better? Do you sit around and engage in nonsensical conversations that you're sitting up talking about something that is of no relevance to anything? You're sitting up conversating about people's business affairs or anything of that nature, but not examining your own. Self-revelation is true revelation, my brothers and sisters. Comb through your character. Comb through your mind. Figure out who and what you are in this very moment so that you can chart the course. Because the blind cannot lead the blind, my brothers and sisters.
No, if you're
on a damn ship and the captain's blind, you're a damn fool for being on that ship. You better have some damn mutiny going on. So that's what we're rolling with today, charting your own course. And we're touching it up a little bit because we're over here trying to leave our mark on the world. Like I said, one movement, trying to do big things. Your boy, Pretty Tony, says, you know, yours truly. I'm the author of two books, Playerology and Player Stepping Game, and an upcoming book, Who Is She? What Is She to You? I'm trying to leave my mark on the world. I'm trying to embrace my destiny to be the best me that I can be. And on that note, I'm going to give you a little bit of a world movement artist, Kanye. It's called Giving You All I Got. I'll let you boy. artist Kanye coming to you, you know what I mean? Courtesy of my man K Diddy over there at www.worldmovement.com. Come through, check us out. You know what I mean? Got the Rising Star program right here in Las Vegas, Nevada, trying to do some things for all genre of music. You know what I mean? Holla at your boy, man. We're over here trying to make this happen. But today's show is dedicated to more than just the people of Haiti. It's dedicated to February, which is celebrated as Black History Month. But we need to not only celebrate our history, we need to celebrate our ancestry, who we are as a people and where we're from. Because no matter what country you come from, we're all viewed as black men. That is one undeniable fact. Whether you're light-skinned with pretty hair, or you're dark with nappy hair, or you're dark with curly hair, or you're light-skinned with nappy hair, whether you got the Caucasian mixed in you, if you're identified as a black man, you're identified as a black man. There's certain trials and tribulations that we go through as a black man. I want to read you a quick quote from one of my personal books that I do adore by my man Carter G. Woodson. It's called The Miseducation of the Negro. And this is from chapter 10. It's called The Loss of Vision. And it says, a mind that remains in the present atmosphere never undergoes sufficient development to experience what is commonly known as thinking. No Negro that is submerged in the ghetto then will have a clear conception of the present status of the race or sufficient foresight to plan for the future. He drifts so far towards compromise that he loses moral courage. The education of the Negro then becomes a perfect device for control from without. Those who purposefully promote it have every reason to rejoice in the Negro themselves exonerantly champion the cause of the oppressor. During the prolonged struggle between the French and the English in America, the Negroes held the balance of power at several strategic points and used it accordingly. Today, the Negro finds himself inconsequential because he can be parked on one side of the fence. Ladies and gentlemen, let that go round and round in your head, even though a black man is president right now. Look at what's going on around him. Observe it quietly and just sort through. Don't watch the news programs and all those other propaganda machines. Just look at all that's being said and all that's being done. I'm not in favor of politicians, be they Asian, black, white, whatever they are. Because politicians are for themselves. Let's get that out the way. But if you listen to what this man is trying to say, if he's trying to do something for the lower class, he's trying to do something for the lower income, he's trying to do something for the struggling, the single mother or the single father of whatever race you're from out there, but those that are being obstructionists, those that are just standing in the way of projects or standing on the sidelines, just hollering no at everything the man says. Who do they have at heart? Whose agenda do they have at heart? These so-called tea baggers that are out there throwing these tea parties. Take a look at the audience. Take a look at what they're saying. Take a look at them paying $600 a ticket to go to a tea party, while me and you know the average working class person in a lower income community is not at no tea bagging party because we couldn't afford to be there. So that tells me that it's the upper crust, be they white, black, or Asian, that are against the formula and the patterns put forth by this man, trying to help those of us that are without. Open your eyes and see what's going on around you, my brothers and sisters. Because oppression is not a racial thing anymore. It is a financial thing. It is the haves and the have-nots. Straight up. Chart your own course, man. Be bold in the decisions you make for your own life. Don't be a worker bee forever like that damn hamster on a wheel running round and round and round, because the more you produce, you're not producing for yourself. You are producing for others. Hey, Diddy, where you at, brother?
Right here, boy, listening to a renowned writer speak.
That I am, my brother. In my own right, that I am.
Oh, no, and everybody's right.
You understand what I'm saying? Today I'm stretching out a little bit because the whole concept of can a player play is playing the game of life. And it ain't always about talking about sex and dick and all that. There's a whole other ball game going on. You better open your eyes for it before it crushes you. Everything is designed for you to be working till the day your eyes close and your social security number goes into the grave, because all we are a number.
Sometimes I wish I could get that number back, because, you know, a lot of people tend to think that the social security number is the modern day of branding.
It is most assuredly modern day branding, my brother. Then the first question you ask somebody, if I try to get a bank account or anything, what's your social security number? What would you call it? It's sort of like, you know, I mean, I go to the supermarket. We know things by their brand, right?
Yep. So we're not gonna put this bar. We're not gonna put this brand on your butt. We're gonna make it invisible, but it's still gonna follow you the rest of your life.
With this number, I can tell you that 2 years ago you stopped in Piston, Texas. Ladies and gentlemen, open your eyes and see what's going on around us on a daily basis. There are things at work that are not for us. And when I say us, I'm not talking about just black people. I'm just talking about the haves and the have-nots. Open your eyes up and see where all these things that they're rejecting and they're talking about and they're watering down. Because I could use some health care right now. I really could. The cost of my daughter's health insurance is way above me. Health insurance companies, if you have a pre-existing condition now, can turn you away and say, nah, we ain't giving you no insurance. I've lived through that. I'm living through it now. I am not pro-Obama, I am pro-people. Observe what's going on around us as they try to shut us down systematically, because the man said, okay, let's spend some more money on community college. Let's spend some more money on getting more kids in school. And no, the party of no is saying no. But they're all for building more prisons. Prison populations used to be like 10,000 in a prison. They're building prisons now that they can house 100,000 inmates. And guess who predominantly are going to be in these prisons? If a brother can't feed us, what's the first thing he's going to try it and do? Like I say, in the hood, we say if we don't get it one way, we're going to get it the ski mask way. Because that's what we know. That's all is around us. Because ain't nobody coming over to this side of the fence to do nothing for us. And I'm not only talking about here in the United States. You can go to South Africa. You can go to the ghettos of Soweto. You can go down to the Caribbean, to Haiti. You can go to the inner cities of Kingston, Jamaica. You can go to South Central LA, Chicago, New York, Miami, anywhere you name, and see who's suffering and who's struggling. See who's in locked up in ignorance and can't get out of it. It is us, my people. It is us. Right now, I'm like a warm voice blowing in the wind, but that's okay. Somebody will listen to this. Somebody will get the message that I'm trying to put out there. None are exempt from the have and the have-nots. The discussions of liberty and freedom and stuff have never been meant for brothers. The discussions of liberty and freedom and all things that sound wonderful never included us. Even when they wrote that all men are created equal, those were slave owners writing those words. So how true could it be? Because even after you wrote it, we were still enslaved. But there is a bigger form of slavery going on right now. As Bob Marley told you, emancipate yourself from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our mind. Become thinkers, brothers and sisters. Become thinkers. See the forest for the tree. There's this old philosophical question that says, if a tree falls in the forest and ain't nobody around to hear it, does it make a sound? Hell yeah, it does, fool. In saying that, I'm saying is what happens in Haiti affects us here. What happens in Jamaica affects us here. What happens in Africa to the black man affects us here. If you live in New York and you hear about a killing in L.A., it affects you there too. Because right now the inner cities of everywhere where the black youth are being raised are killing fields. A lot of brothers ain't living to see 21. Hell, a lot of brothers ain't living to see 16. That is why we're so scarred. That is why we're so angry. That is why sometimes we just can't see no way out. Because we've never been given a chance to see a way out. Yeah. Yeah. Think about it. Is Dr. King's dream really alive? The words of Marcus Garvey falls on deaf ears right now because we're too preoccupied with selfishness. We all need to become a little selfless. A lot of us need to stop speaking in I and speaking in we. Too many black broken homes. Too many minority broken homes. Too many women walking around here like they don't need their man. Yes, you do. Too many brothers walking around here leaving babies behind and not caring. We are most assuredly products of our environments. Without me, there is no you, and without you, there is no me, so that makes we. We are forever locked in this struggle for the betterment of our race. Whether it's the Latino race, the Asian race, the black race, any oppressed race there is, we are locked in the eternal struggle to be better, to be bigger. And I'm about to lighten the mood for a little bit. Shout out to my man Wyclef Jean on this track.
Wyclef, a.k.a. Toussaint St. John. With the king assassin, where my warriors at? If you in the club, reminiscing on this loony joint, I got five on it. Let me see your hands up, sing along. I'm moving to California, cause it's legalized the marijuana. I'm about to buy myself and a ganja plant, and I'm looking for a girl to run my ganja plant, cause we got weed for sale. Weed for sale. Ever since the recession, we got weed for sale. Weed for sale. Weed for sale. The economy is gonna grow cause we got weed for sale. Yeah, I had a dream they legalized the marijuana. So President Obama had no more drama. He gave me Air Force One, I went to Afghanistan. On a peace talk, smoking L's with the Taliban. Yeah. They said it wouldn't bomb us, so I went to Iran. I got to Iran, they shot to Iran. Them boys don't wanna talk North Korea next job. So how you deal with a dictator, get them a lot of pot. I got them smoked out, so I asked them where the nuclear weapons. He said they pointed at Americans. Yeah. We both are high. He told me, Tucson, you the man. I told him my high school sweetheart taught me Korean. No, 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 no. On young Hashamika, ha ha. Said Suli, said Rang Hamnita. Yeah. He said he liked my swag, like the way I get down. And tell Obama that he gonna take the nukes down.
I'm moving to California.
Cause it just legalized the marijuana.
I'm about to buy myself and a ganja plant. And I'm looking for a girl to run my ganja plant. Cause we got weed to sell. Weed for sale.
Ever since the recession, we got weed for sale.
Weed for sale. Weed for sale.
The economy is gonna grow cause we got
weed for sale.
Yeah. He's selling crack and they got him.
They got him.
He's selling dope and they got him.
They got him.
He selling meth and they got him. Yup, I'm selling dope and the same cop that got him is the same cop I gave the smoke who gave me a pardon. I'm in the club with the Cypress Hill bong. So much smoke that we set off the alarm. Straight out of Haiti, but my shot is up in Kingston. My West Side connect, the King of South Sun. But like Rockin' Man, Eric B, I shouldn't have kept y'all. Without a strong group to step tall. But I fly so much that I live in the air. And waiting for the Fuji album, I was bound to get gray hair. Yeah, until then, you can catch me in the smoke section. With a big pun flow, Caribbean connection. And if you're looking for ganja, come to my plan.
I'm moving to California,
'cause it is legal as the marijuana.
I'm about to buy myself and a ganja plant, and I'm looking for a girl around my ganja plant, 'cause I got weed to sell. Weed for sale.
Ever since the recession, we got weed for sale.
Weed for sale. Weed for sale.
The economy is gonna grow 'cause we got weed for sale.
I'm moving to California,
'cause it is legal as the marijuana.
I'm about to buy myself and a ganja. And I'm looking for a girl around my ganja plant, 'cause we got weed to sell, weed to sell.
Ever since the recession, we got weed for sale,
weed to sell, weed to sell.
The economy is gonna grow 'cause we got weed to sell.
Lawmakers in California are considering legalizing and taxing marijuana.
If you're going to have tax revenue from alcohol and tobacco, why is it not appropriate to introduce marijuana into that conversation?
Legalizing marijuana and taxing it would generate up to $1 billion to the cash-strapped state treasury.
Yes, man. The recession done made even rappers start selling weed now, man. Oh, yeah. Chase Biggie, what's happening, brother? What's going on out there in your neck of the woods?
Oh, Stu, man, look, I'm just trying to stay dry in my neck of the woods. Just trying to stay dry, boy, because, you know, if I get too wet, then I got to deal with those problems.
Right on, brother, right on. Thank you all for joining us on Can a Player Play today. Welcome to the show. Today we're talking about charting our own course. We're talking about, you know what I mean, the history of where we're from and the future that we're going and the promise of our lives, and a lot of lives are getting snuffed out right now in inner cities. I was talking about the inner cities all over the world, and black communities are killing fields right now. A lot of young brothers and sisters are being taken out before they even have a chance to figure out what their purpose in life is. You know, I mean, I'm going to go even a step further than that and say a lot of households are too busy breaking our children, whereas they can't blossom into the person that they should be. We all have choices to make in this life, and some of them are not easy choices, but they're choices nonetheless. We bring children into the world for them to become the best person they can be. You have to give them a chance at that. If you're too busy taking that away from them, they will never mature. They will never grow to become productive members of society. This week, Can a Player Play is brought to you by the folks over there at World Movement Records, www.worldmovement.com. It's brought to you by yours truly, your boy over here, Pretty Tony, author of the book Playology, author of the book Player Step Your Game Up. Check me out. We're here every Sunday at 2:30. I'm normally joined by Lady Joy, but she's not with us this week. But this week, you know what I mean, I still got my man K. Diddy riding shotgun as usual. You know what I mean? He's out doing a bit of networking right now. We're going to check in with him in a moment and see what's going on. But I'm going to get right back into the sermon I was preaching today. The sermon was dedicated to my people. We're caught in the struggle right now, the beautiful struggle for our very existence. Brothers are being made irrelevant to the equation of life. But I'm here today to let brothers know that we are fully relevant to the equation of this life. And don't let anybody ever take that away from you. So all my folks that's on lock, keep your head up. To all my folks that done been handed an L, keep your head up. Wherever you at right now in your phase of this life, you got to make the best of it. Some of the decisions that you made and others made for you got you in this position. We've all been there. We've always have had those moments where our thought process weren't correct. But nobody couldn't tell us that because we were young, dumb, and full of cum. A lot of us have children at early ages when we're children our damn selves. But you still got to keep your head up. You're strong enough to go up in the broad. You should be strong enough to raise that child. And if she's strong enough to be thinking about sex, she also has to be strong enough to know that there are consequences that come along with sexual activity. There's only so many times you can roll the dice. Every day ain't Christmas, you know what I'm saying? Man, my heart bleeds right now. My heart bleeds for my brothers and sisters all over the world who just going through something horrible right now. Count your blessings if you're at home in the beautiful confines of your little apartment, your little house. If you're in somewhere peaceful right now, it's a blessing. If your kids are healthy right now, it's a blessing. If you're able to put gas in your car right now, go buy a bottle of soda. Somebody in Haiti right now can't even buy a bottle of soda. If some other brother or sister from some part of the world woke up this morning, had to walk 5 miles to get a bucket of clean water, count your blessings. Be thankful. Take nothing for granted. There are people right now struggling to take their last breath on this dimension, but you sitting up arguing over stupid stuff. Think about that. A lot of y'all somewhere right now probably arguing about who gonna go pick mama up. Go pick your mother up. She's been working hard. A lot of y'all brothers got y'all baby mama's cars right now, knowing she's getting off work, but you sitting up with the homies. And y'all ain't talking about nothing. A lot of y'all sisters are at home in bed right now chilling. Your husband getting off work with his feet hurting and you ain't even cooked no dinner. Why not? Simple things that can make your life so beautiful. My man KB is a Vienna sausage kind of guy. He deserves some Vienna sausages. Okay, dude, tell them where they can send your sausages to, brother.
Hey, look, they can Google me and just I started to give them the address. Hey, man, but I had a little flashback when you was telling people to go pick up their mama, man. A lot of people don't even know nothing about their family to begin with, dude. They don't know their grandparents, man. They don't know their great-grandparents. They don't even know their family lineage. They don't even know where they come from. And you got to know where you come from. You got to know where you are in order to know where you're going, you know? So, you know, people just need to really get a grip. You know, it's 2010. Like I said, they need to get a grip and quit pointing fingers, you know, and be blessed and grateful for what they do have and quit worrying about things that don't even make sense at the end of the day that's truly irrelevant, you know?
That's what a lot of us have a great deal of difficulty figuring out, K. Diddy, is the things that are truly relevant and what's not relevant.
Well,
you understand what I'm saying?
Is, don't believe what you're told. Believe what you're not told. Because everything somebody tell you is not the gospel. You know, it's what people don't say 9 times out of 10 that's truly relevant in the equation. You know? A lot of times people say things, you know, and it's just to take your attention off what the true issues really are. But if you look and pay attention to what people don't say, that usually tells you what really is going on with any situation.
Hold on, brother. Hold on. Hold on, man. I got it. For real, man. For real. You got to keep your eye on the prize because, like you said, a lot of times there's things that's not shit that are truly relevant. You feel me? 2:30 every Sunday. Can a player play? Your boy, you know what I mean? I done got it out my system, though. If y'all notice that my voice has gotten a little bit calmer, it's because I've gotten it out my system. I've been holding that trend of thought in me for days, man. Too many of us locked in the struggle for bull crap. You know what I mean? Too many of my brothers catching cases over nothing. Never having a chance to live up to their potential. Like my man Kay Diddy said, a lot of us don't even know our family history because we came from some dysfunctional type crap. And if you damn sure don't know where you're from, how you gonna know who you are? What are you gonna build your identity on? Because your identity has to be built on something. Some people build their lives on movies. Some people build their lives on other people's lives. Sometimes the circumstance of your own life is not up to your standard, so you use somebody else, but that's not you. That's you mimicking what's around you. Finding oneself, charting one's own course is a difficult, difficult task because it takes self-revelation, it takes self-truth, and it takes self-discipline. Damn. Your boy done got deep in y'all again, huh? Let that soak in for a moment. Self-truth, self-revelation, self-discipline. That's what we got to do, baby. That is exactly what we have to do to make it through. Thank you, Beverly. I like the good folks.
Whoa, whoa. No,
I can't let you go.
Sonny, yesterday my life was filled with rain. Sonny, you smiled at me and Billy ate the pain. Now the dark days are gone and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true, I love you.
I can't complain or explain. You simply flip my game like cocaine in my veins. Fuck you every day, all up in my brain. Unlike that same old saying, you bring me joy, no pain. What's my name?
We get like baby.
Can't get that way with you. My sunny one so true. May not look like a fool if it ever ran over you. Enticed by all this fame, but ground is still the same. Parts of my old flame got blown right out the frame. My aim, my game, no shame. Slide home, tap home plate. Feel me, I felt you. My sunny one true blue. I now see things clearer. Your face in my mirror. Reflection shine like mine. Mine is mine, just my kind. It's true, I fuck that fool. Be with you, I do what it do. Never will I blow my fuse. Never will I ever want to sing the blues. All I want to do is cruise. Enjoy every day that's spent with you. Let's take it to another plateau. Sonny, get your first. Let's skate, let's roll.
Sonny, thank you for the sunshine. Bouquet. Sonny, thank you for the love you brought my way. Yeah, you gave to me your all and all. Never feel about 10 feet tall. Yeah, sonny, one so true. I love you, sonny. Thank you for the truth you let me see.
That everybody wants to see the rainbow, but nobody wants to endure the rain. Think about that for a moment, ladies and gentlemen. We all always want the beautiful things in life, whether it's a beautiful girl, beautiful car, beautiful house. But a lot of people don't want to deal with the work that it takes to accomplish these things. They don't want to put the time in. And it takes work to get these things. not being and doing your blood, sweat, and tears and laying it down for your dreams, laying it down for your family so that they can be the best that they can be. That's part of charting your own course, the willingness to embark on your journey, the willingness to take the lumps and the bruises that's going to come along with the journey and view it all as a learning experience and try to have as little bitterness in your soul as you can, because bitterness does not bring blessings. Oh, that's deep. I'm going to write that one down. I like that. Check that out again. Bitterness does not bring blessings. Let that go round and round in your head for a moment. Your boy that's on here trying to show some love. I'm trying to give it up for Black History Month. I'm trying to give it up for myself. I'm trying to give it up for my co-host, K. Diddy. I'm trying to give it up for all the brothers that we lost along the way in this struggle to get where we are today, and the journey still lies ahead. We've got to equip our kids and our grandkids for the struggle, because long after we're dead and gone, the system is still going to be alive and well, trying to tell them that they ain't nothing. So I'm leaving my voice as a testament, the voice that's in the wind, to somebody who's going to listen to this going through their own ups and downs and struggles in life. You are somebody. And you can make it, despite it all, despite all the circumstance of yesterday and yesteryear. You're still standing. You're still in this very moment, fighting for what's yours, trying to chart your own course. On that note, we're down to the final moments of the show. I'm going to let K. Diddy leave y'all with a jewel. And we're going to keep it pressing. K. Diddy, holler at the good folks.
Well, I would just hope, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I would hope that in Black History Month that each one teach one, because that's the only way we're going to get it. And like I said earlier in the show, that steel sharpens steel and men sharpen men. But if we don't pass that on, if we don't try to keep that going, then it's going to be a sadder place than what we're dealing with now. We can't keep pointing fingers and blaming other people for whatever is going on in our lives to the contradictory side. We have to take responsibility and fix it ourselves. So with that being said, worldmovement.com, check out the books, Player Step Your Game Up, Playology, check out the Rising Star Industry Showcase. Check out all that good stuff. IamIndy.biz, the radio show for independents. The office number is 323-957-7322. If anybody wishes to schedule an interview with Pretty Tony, Joy, or myself, please hit us up. And there it is, my
shameless
book.
Yes, indeed. You know, I got a couple interviews coming up. I'm going to throw it up on the Facebook page because I truly can't think of it right now, and I'll let y'all know in a couple of weeks when the new book is going to drop. We're just tweaking it a little bit because I definitely wanted to show a little bit more than I've shown before, because as a human being, you always want to show growth. You understand what I'm saying? Every Sunday, right here, man, this is how we post up. This is how we do. This is our contribution towards the chapters in the brother's world, you know what I mean? And a sister's world. I'm flipping through the songs right here, and you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to see where we at and what we're doing. Definitely. But here's what we're going to do. Here's what we're going to do. Oh, man,
it's too late to turn back now.
Get your money, get your money.
Bust the bus.
Get your money, get your money.
Top five.
Get your money, get
your money. Hey, I'm about to activate a Wonder Twin power on that. T-Pain,
yeah. Yeah, you should already know when I walk in the door that it ain't no use in frontin' on me. Frontin' on me. I'm a hustle, I'ma do my thing. You already know what it's gonna be. What it gonna be.
I keep hustling. And if you feel me, put your hands up and come and sing the Hustlers anthem with me.
Anthem like la 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 la.
Yeah, yeah.
La 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 la.
I keep hustling, dog.
La 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 la.
Keep hustling down.
La, 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 la.
Yeah, yeah.
La, 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 la.
Keep hustling down.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, let's go. Let it do what it do all day. Come through and get it jumping, throwing money away. It don't matter if you're hustling a bundle of you, or you got a 9 to 5, let the champagne spray. Move quick, a little dumb, or Jouette Rosé. Two chicks on my arm when I step, okay. Gillette razor sharp, you know the boy don't play. DC-10, drop me down at Sandro Pay. Yeah,
let the money machine roll on.
We been eating in this like you in the street so long. Every time I drop you, I can never do no wrong. I progress you when your little crew prolong.
Go,
you hate it, cause I know your forte. We blind your little shine you portray. Why you wanna leave? I know your little chick won't stay. And if you violate, see, I make sure you're all gonna pay.
You should already know when I walk in the door that it ain't no use in frontin' on me.
Frontin' on me.
I'm a hustle, I'ma do my thing. You already know what it's gonna be.
Down. You ain't gonna wanna miss it when the go down. We celebrating like we throwing money around. Bring a lot of trauma, about to order a couple of rounds. Look, I know it sounds, it probably seem like the hardest when you ain't got it, but you gotta go and get it regardless. Check it, get up on your hustle, homie.
Get up and go.
And do it proper for the veterans. And go on Copper Island and do a lot so I can
stack up a road
with a couple billion with a
fashion
flow. Up in the mansion, listen, I'm only telling you the theme of this caper is get your money to stack up your paper. Let's keep it going.
You already know when I walk in the door that it ain't no use in frontin' on me.
Frontin' on me.
I'ma hustle, I'ma do my thing. You already know what it's gon' be.
What it's gon' be.
I keep hustling, yeah. I keep hustling, yeah. I keep hustling,
yeah.
I keep hustling,
yeah.
And if you feel me, put your hands up and come and sing the Hustlers anthem with me.
Anthem like la 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 la.
Yeah, yeah.
La 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 la.
I keep hustling, dog.
La 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 la. La 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 la.
I keep hustling, dog.
Random and the way to the way they throw in a tantrum. Trying to hustle, cop a plane, a couple ships, new handsome. You hustle up on the blocks and hustle a ransom.
Now,
but as long as you can go with muscle a grip, whether you shining from a grind or if you hustle legit, either way, get money. New. Turn on the switches for power, hustle and the stack all your riches. That's how we on it.
You already know when I walk in the door that it ain't no use in frontin' on me.
Frontin' on me.
I'ma hustle, I'ma do my thing. You already know.
Yeah, my man Buster coming through representing. Yo, I want to make a quick shout out to my man, a dear friend of mine who I haven't talked to you in a while, dog, but I ain't never forgot you. I know you're going through some serious health struggles now with brain aneurysms and stuff, but Louis Brackenridge Jr., my man Louis, a.k.a. Waffle, your boy holding you down, man. I ain't never forgot you, dog. Family's family until we leave this domain. So my man Louie, big ups to you, dog. And there are those who don't talk about you. So I'm putting this work out there to the world on the biggest stage that I have right now, which is this radio show. You're my family, dog. You understand what I'm saying? And family is forever. So Louis Brackenridge Jr., my man Louie, a.k.a. Waffle. Keep your head, family. Keep your head. You know what I mean? I'm going to let Snoop take us home. Peace out. See you next week. Can a player play? 2:30 every Sunday. Right here. Holla. You know how to get at me, man. Catch me on Twitter. Selassie Son. S-E-L-A-S-S-I-E. Son on the Twitter joint. Check me out on Facebook. Just type in Pretty Tony. And, of course, always come to the website, www.worldmovement.com. You want to buy a copy of the book, hit on the e-store, hit books. Support your boy. Peace.
I'm seriously, what y'all think about this, man? Hey, baby, get some bubblegum in this motherfucker, come. Study long, study long.
With so much drama in the LBC, it's kinda hard being Snoop D-O-double-G, but I somehow, some way, keep coming up with funky ass shit like every single day. May I kick a little something for the G and make a few wins as I breeze through. 2 a.m. and the party's still jumping cause my mama ain't home. I got bitches in the living room getting it on and they ain't leaving till 6 a.m. So what you wanna do? Shit, I got a pocket full of rubbers and my homeboys do too. So turn off the lights and close the door. But
for what?
We don't let it home.
Yeah. So we gon' smoke an ounce to this. G's up, hold down, why you motherfuckers bounce to this? Lay back.
With my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Rolling down the street, talking in and out, sipping on gin and juice.
Lay back.
With my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
I got me some Seagram's gin. Everybody got their cups, but they ain't chipped in. Now this type of shit happens all the time. You gotta get yours, but fool, I gotta get mine. Everything is fine when you're listening to the D.O.G. I got the cultivating music that be captivating me. Who listens to the words that I speak as I take me a drink to the middle of the street and get to macking to this bitch named Shady. She used to be the homeboy's lady. Degrees. When I tell that bitch, please raise up all these NUTs, cause you get none of these at ease. As I mob with the dog pound, feel the breeze. Be out, Chuck J.
Rolling down the street, soaking in now, sipping on gin and juice.
Lay back.
With my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Rolling down the street, soaking in now, sipping on gin and juice.
Lay back.
With my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Later on that day, my homie Dr. Dre came through with a gang of Tango Ray and a fat ass J of some bubonic chronic that made me choke. Shit, this ain't no joke. I had to back up off of it and sit my cup down. Tango Ray and chronic, yeah, I'm fucked up now. But it ain't no stopping, I'm still popping. Dre got some bitches from the city of Compton to serve me. Not with a cherry on top, cause when I bust my nut, I'm raising the box to cock. Don't get upset, girl, that's just how it goes. I don't love you hoes, I'm out the dough, and I'll be
rolling down.